The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The ruler sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." Above him, there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now, one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord. With today's liturgy, we celebrate the last Sunday of our liturgical year. And next weekend, we begin our Advent journey. As we celebrate this solemnity, we are invited to reflect on the kind of king that Christ is and what it means for us to say that we belong to his kingdom. With the coming of Jesus, his authority and willingness to serve and assist others showed God's idea of leadership. So we have a king who pays attention to us, not only when we are disadvantaged, but especially when we are in need. So Jesus Christ is really a king. Yes, but not in the sense of worldly kings. He does for us what we always hope for in worldly leaders. Protects us from danger. He guides and directs us through life and brings us into a new relationship with God, with one another, and with our world. Today's feast calls us to recognize that Jesus reigns in our lives when we realize that what we say and do must witness the fact that we are sons and daughters of the Lord, that we are indeed a part of his family. And when we are really concerned about the well-being of others, especially the needy, as you are, just look at all those Thanksgiving baskets, and they're not going to those who are well off in Saginaw County, but rather to the needy. When we are concerned about the needy, then we are truly witnessing to the fact that we are God's family and we're doing the best we can. Today's final celebration of the current church year directs our attention to Jesus Christ the King. By our baptism, God calls us to the service of his Son, Christ the King. And when we respond to that call, we do so by following in the footsteps of Jesus, by loving and respecting one another, and providing for others as best we can. We need to take the time to develop a good sense of priority in our lives. God has to be in first place. That we make the effort in growing in love and concern for one another, and that we provide for the needy as best we can. The Lord expects that from us if we're really going to be a true part of his kingdom here on earth. There is certainly a real challenge for all of us if we are truly followers of Jesus. No one is perfect, but we must at least try to do what the Lord wants from us. In the gospel you heard a moment ago, We heard the one we call the good thief ask Jesus to remember him when Jesus came into his kingdom. And didn't Jesus respond beautifully? Today, you will be with me in paradise. If we live by the commandments, if we realize day in and day out what it means to be a part of God's family, if we provide for the needy as best we can make that same request of the Lord. Jesus, remember me. And if we have tried to be faithful in loving and serving the Lord, I'm sure we'll hear these or similar words of Jesus say to us someday, you will be with me in paradise. May Jesus Christ, whom we honor today as King, bless and keep us in his love and mercy.